This is Wade Renthke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Arizona's in play in November, and it could matter. Whenever a state is compared to Mississippi, it's a surefire signal there's trouble coming, so I hunkered down to read an article in the recent New Yorker that referred to Arizona as the Mississippi of the West. Trust me, that's not a compliment, and trust me on this as well. Arizona has earned every piece of this put down in the way that it's dealt with its Latino population, calling to mind in excruciating detail the way Mississippi has been infamous for its discrimination against African Americans over the years. No surprises, the article focused on the fact that there are huge efforts to register 75,000 Latinos to expand the voting pool. Most of the groups mentioned in the article are organizations we know well and have worked with at various times in the past in one way or another. Puente, Promise Arizona, and One Arizona. These are good people with deep commitments. There's a real organizing community in Arizona which makes it a pleasure to work there. Given the fact that there is always more turnout in the general election year and that Republican nominee Donald Trump has gone out of his way to alienate the Hispanic population nationally, and especially along the border, this is an important people's effort to make a difference and prevail despite incredible efforts by the state legislature to suppress voting access and create voting barriers. There isn't a poll tax, but there's almost everything else, including the kitchen sink, that politicians have thrown in the way of voters. The recent scandal when polling places were reduced in Maricopa County, home of Phoenix, the state's population center, where 40% of the electorate is Hispanic, to about one-third of what they had been, thereby creating huge lines and waiting periods, is just one example. What's at stake may not be the presidential election, because there are other larger battlegrounds like Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania that will play a larger role, but to the degree that longtime senator and former presidential candidate John McCain could lose his seat, affecting the Senate majority, and that arch nemesis Sheriff Arpaio could finally fall, make this coming election worth watching. Last time a joint effort called Adios Arpaio came very close to throwing the sheriff out of office. This could be the time if the registration effort succeeds and voter turnout is high. A recent effort covered in the article was successful statewide when all groups joined together to push through a ballot proposition that will reallocate $3.5 billion from the state's land trust to the public school system, where 44% of the population is Latino. Importantly, the measure won by 20,000 votes. Much of the article focused on Petra Falcón, a former Industrial Areas Foundation organizer and longtime activist in the state who directs Promise Arizona. It was fun to read that she still uses the old Fred Ross House meetings as a regular part of their methodology. The piece didn't paper over the fact that the Latino organizing community is not monolithic. The religiosity Falcón and her organization attached to the work is not shared as widely by other groups, and her support for the Gang of Eight immigration compromise, roundly attacked by almost all other immigrant groups when proposed, puts her a bit out of step with others. More importantly, though, on this election, everyone in Arizona is united, and that could mean something great for the whole country and speed up the process of taking the Mississippi out of Arizona in the future. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.